Hey, this President Andrew Jackson here. You're listening to Derivative. Deal with it.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's Derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
It feels Derivative.
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle and picking somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
This is extremely Derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Very meta and annoying. And Derivative.
Not original, uninspired.
I'm Derivative as hell.
Hey, everybody, it's Jerry, and this is Derivative. It's been a little while, but I wanted to check in with an emergency pod to give an update on Jingle Fest. So, as you all know, we were hoping to host the Jingle Fest on the road in Nashville last summer, and that was postponed due to COVID. So, we're almost at a time right now where we could do that this year, but the travel restrictions are just being lifted. In some places, the indoor gathering restrictions are being lifted. So I just don't think we're going to get any kind of turnout. I mean, we may not get any turnout next year either. But I know that we'll be very constrained this year if we try to do that. So I'm going to postpone the Nashville Jingle Fest again. I'm hoping to hold that in the summer of 2022. Now, that is a long way away, so we could be thwarted again. However, I just wanted to reassure everybody who backed that project. If you contributed to that, I have tickets for that and still plan to attend. You know, I still am committed to doing it. If you've lost interest, if you would like to refund your Kickstarter pledge or exchange that for something from the Little Song Shop or for something for a future Jingle Fest, you're welcome to do that too. Just contact me, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. I'm very easy to find and always available to help answer any questions that you might have. And that gets me to what I wanted to talk about today. So there was some chatter on the Facebook over the last couple of weeks about hosting something, a Little's Gathering, over at the site of the original Jingle Fest, Kilroy's here, just around the corner from me, on the border of Springfield and Annandale, Virginia. So I glommed onto that, and I guess, you know, we're going to do that now. So the last weekend of June, that Saturday between Father's Day and July 4th, where we traditionally hold the event, we're going to have a get-together on that back patio of Kilroy's. So if you're in the area, if you can travel to the area, if you want to be part of that, please do so. It's free to attend. I've got a little Kickstarter to raise some money to pay for the event booking fee and some food to offer people that attend, but very modest goals. I don't really need to raise a lot of funds for this. We're not paying a bunch of money to travel people in or put them up in hotels this time around. So this is a modest gathering. This is mostly a social hour. So far, I think just Joe, Steve, and I are confirmed to be there doing some jingle stuff. And, you know, we'll see what even that looks like. I've got a bunch of stuff in the back catalog from previous shows. I've spent a lot of time in quarantine just hacking away at my piano. So maybe I can work out some keyboard live performances there and subject the audience to a live viewing of me crashing and burning on a keyboard set. And that will be interesting because I think all my keyboard songs are pretty much like sappy songs or slow ballads. So we'll have the chill hour on the back patio there playing 1 minute long piano ballads about failing restaurants. So more information about that, you can find it on Facebook, on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli, all the usual places. You know, go check it out. Again, attendance is 100% free. If you'd like a t-shirt, something that I always like to do every year, and several people surprisingly ask me about independently, like, hey, what's the new t-shirt this year? We'll have a couple options for that. There is the typical event shirt and then the promotional shirt, which is a bit of a chatter failing restaurant joke. Reserved exclusively for jerks that find humor in other people's business failures, who I would not be one of those people. So let's just make that very clear that, you know, there's a line that you do not cross. And, you know, I certainly am. I'm only going to get an event shirt. I wouldn't sign up for that. But go check it out. So I think that's that covers the emergency business for the day. I also wanted to give an update on a song I was working on last year. So I recorded a demo of this back in October, I think, after I'd written it and was debating kind of what to do next, if I should add some backup vocals to this or put something else around it. But I had done a Weird Al parody of, what is that song? Let me just pull this up here. So I had done a Weird Al parody of one of those sad ballads. You Don't Love Me Anymore, called I'm Not the Audience Anymore, about how the song is just, you know, I'll talk about golf and stuff and, you know, the show's changing, and had gotten some responses like, oh, you know, you should do other Weird Al songs, like One More Minute. So that inspired me to put together this One More Minute parody. I'm going to play it now. No need to dissect it, and we can talk about that afterwards. But here is another jingle I put together. It's 4 minutes long, the kind of thing that would never be on the show. But, you know, one of the reasons I had this podcast is to share demos and random things I'm working on or things about this whole hobby and endeavor that I think you, the listener, might find interesting. So let's check this out. This is my demo for One More Minute.
Well, I heard your latest podcast. I'm not sure if I'll subscribe, 'cause it seems in every segment there is only one thing on your mind. In the open, it was golf from the weekend, and then next, it was golf at Michael's school. Then you had Nigel call Wendy Rieger on the phone and somehow talked golf with her too. I know, it's your show, you choose the content, but as a listener, I have a choice too. 'Cause I'd rather measure Carville at the airport with my face than spend one more minute on golf. I know complaining's pretty pointless. They tell me that's what the skip button's for. But I mashed on that icon each time I felt bored. Now I've bored out a hole in my phone. Oh, so Tony, let me remind you about football, baseball or monkeys or hockey or dear God anything else. 'Cause I'd rather take your phone call when your water bill seems too high than spend one more minute on golf. I'd rather listen to Chuck Todd toot his horn than Michael discuss the placement of a pin. I'd rather stab both of my eardrums with cocktail forks again and again and again and again and again. Oh, can't you see what I'm trying to say, Tony? I'd rather you spend a whole month on brackets or play another round of Where in the World is Luke? I'd rather hear Chris Eliza lose a rap battle to a dog than spend one more minute on golf. Yes, I'd rather eat ice cream over the men's room sink at Chatter or listen to Nigel screw up the news. I'd rather clean all the linens after Courtney films a scene one more minute on golf. Oh, I'd rather teach myself how to golf and then buy a new bag of golf clubs and then play around and then shoot 202. Then spend one more minute on golf.
One of my favorite Weird Al songs. I love those original style parodies that he put together. So that seems like one for the Jingle Fest. I don't know, maybe a little bit too self-indulgent. I often put together a slate of songs for that show where it's like 30 minutes of these long, full-length jingles to songs that only I know. And so then, you know, by the time we get to the actual show, I've pared that down to like 5 minutes of what I think is actually a killer set that people might actually laugh to and enjoy. But it always starts with like, oh, here's a bunch of stuff from the backlog that I think is great. This needs to be shared with the world. But I usually self-edit to something a little bit better. So if you have ideas, things you'd like to hear, like I said, this event at the end of June, June 26th, it's free to everybody. It's going to be very stripped down and simple. Not going to put a lot of work into creating new videos and all these different things. I really wanted to just be more in the spirit of the original Jingle Fest, of just sharing some of these songs, having a good time. And the social hour that Dina and Jeff and Joe Arrow had been organizing on Facebook will be a big part of it. But if there's other stuff you'd like to see, I think we tried to do a karaoke version of Jingles at that first one with some very mixed results. I don't know, we'll be handing the mic over to everybody. But if you have a special request, if you have a song you've worked on, something you'd like to do, maybe there's a way we can accommodate that. I definitely want this to really have that community vibe. I also really want to know if you're coming. So, Kilroy's would like to have an update on how many people will be on the back patio just for their own, business purposes. And that might influence if I have to meet some kind of like bar tab minimum. But from a planning standpoint, if it's going to be 5 people or 50 people, that would be good to know as well. So send me a note, go on the Facebook group, leave a message. Would appreciate it. I'd also love to hear from you about how you're doing, what else you'd like to hear in this podcast. I took a break for a little while. I was very busy last year, but also I hadn't listened to Tony's show much and didn't have a lot of original content to contribute. And that always is really a driver, I think, for this podcast. When I'm writing a bunch of material or working on new ideas, I love sharing them here because it's like a direct line to people like you that actually really enjoy this stuff. So if there's something you'd like to hear more of, or you just have general feedback on things, send me a note. Love to hear from you. And these events, I've mentioned this before, but the Jingle Fest event is something I look forward to every year. So it was such a letdown last year not to be able to do it. And I find that my creative energy is really the most focused around the times when I'm planning for something specific like this, where there's like a forcing function or galvanizing event that's really driving the creative energy. Some of the best jingles have been written just for those shows. So I think that's it for today. Really just wanted to have this quick emergency pod to get the word out there. I know not everybody's on social media. One of my challenges is I really don't find a lot of value in Facebook, so I had not been on there, maybe in a year almost. It had been a long time. Might have checked in once or twice just because my kids messaged me or somebody said, hey, you got to go check out this message I sent you. But I really try not to go on there very much. Twitter, I go on a little bit more, but that's a total cesspool as well. So the easiest way to get in touch with me is email. I think the easiest way to get in touch with folks that enjoy this stuff is usually right here, kind of as a direct line. But I also have an email list. If you've ever created an account on a Little Songs website or supported one of the projects in the past, you're on that list at least until you unsubscribe. That sometimes is a way to get the message out. But anyway, that is it for today. I will be back soon with some updates on what we're doing at the end of June. Oh, I almost forgot to mention, as much as that song was about how much I hate golf, Bill Heca is going to be in town for the event and he will be golfing. So if you would like to golf with the great Bill Heca, you can find information about that event as well on the Twitter and on the Facebook. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
This year's show is gonna suck. You should have come last year. That was good. It was raining, and yet it all worked out. Now we got little
standing on the shoulders of giants.